Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
AM 630.
All right, coming up, General Jack Keane will be with us at 8:05. We'll talk about North Korea. I was chatting about that with him on Friday. He has to do it on the air. Then at 8:35, Judith Regan will be here as we talk about OJ's confession. Finally getting it. She interviewed him in 2006, but he provided a hypothetical confession to her, airing last night for the first time on Fox. We'll ask her all about that famous interview. I'm Vince Colanese, sitting alongside Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning.
Hey, Vince, thanks for having me. Good to be here again. And Mary just sent me a thanks for sitting in with her on Facebook.
Well, thank you for sitting in for Mary.
And Mary, thank you for letting me sit in for you. I appreciate being on your chair.
I think all of the thank yous have been covered. Take it away, Mike.
Do we love our president here in Western Pennsylvania? Yeah, oh, we do. I just say a couple words. You already heard me speak earlier. I want to thank President Trump. As I said before, President Trump's in your corner. How can you lose? He's the best man you could ask. Anyone could ask to be in your corner.
Well, that's the question, isn't it? With President Trump in his corner, will he win? That's Rick Saccone. He's running in that special election tomorrow. Let's ask Tom Bevin. He's the publisher of Real Clear Politics. These guys follow it really closely. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
So that's the question here. Rick Saccone running in an area, in a district that went well for Trump. Last time, every time, it's always been a dominant favorite for the Republican there. But this time, not so much. What's going on in this special election?
Well, a couple things. One, Democrats have a candidate that they really like in Conor Lamb. He's a young guy. He's a former prosecutor. He's a former military guy. And so he's run a good campaign. And obviously, Democrats, we've seen across the country in some of these special elections, have been pretty energized. They are hoping that they get that same sort of energy and turnout tomorrow. And on the other side, you've got Rick Saccone, not a good candidate and not seen as and you've seen some of these stories leak out over the past few days about how the campaign that he's running, and he hasn't been, I think Republicans have been dumping on him a little bit because I don't think he has been running as good of a campaign. And I think they're worried about that. They've spent a lot of money trying to support him,
right,
running ads against Conor Lamb, but the race is still very close. We only have the other thing about this. We don't have a lot of polling data. We've got two polls that have been taken in the month of March. Both in the first week, one had Saccone up 3 points and one had Conor Lamb up 3 points. So, Republicans are, it's going to be close. Republicans are hoping they're going to hang on, but this could easily go either way. And if it does go the Democrats' way, that's going to, I think, set off panic alarms in Washington, D.C. and around the country for Republicans.
Well, Tom, I fundamentally question, obviously, polls, as many people do, about what's real in this. Polls have not been all that accurate over the past few years. But more importantly, if you look at what is being said by Lamb, if you take away his name and his party affiliation, I swear he could be running as Congressman Scott Perry, who is a Republican in a couple of districts over from him. So what do you make of the need for this candidate to basically go against Nancy Pelosi, to be pro-gun and that sort of thing, to be elected as a Democrat?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think, this is the Democrats have this interesting schism going on in their party, much like Republicans did in 2010 with the D Party. You're seeing in other districts around the country where they've got progressive candidates that are insurgents that are really making hay, and the Democratic establishment is fighting back against them. Lauren Moser in Texas, for example. You've got one here in Illinois with Marie Newman, who's challenging Dan Lipinski, who's a sitting pro-life Democrat, one of the very few, if not the only one left in Congress. And getting support from members of a party. In Pennsylvania 18, though, they've got Conor Lamb, and he's being allowed to run to the center on guns, on trade, for example, and support these things that, neutralize some of the differences. the flashpoint in this race really, as you mentioned, has been Nancy Pelosi. And Trump was there and pointed this out the other night, that O'Connor Lamb, he called him the sham and said, look, this guy looks like a Republican, but when he gets to Washington, D.C., he's going to have to vote along with Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
That's been Connor Lamb's biggest hurdle right now is getting around that. But by and large, this is an instance where Democrats are actually, you know, allowing their candidate to run the kind of race that he would need to run to win in that kind of a district.
Yeah, Democrats and Republicans all looking for signs from this race as to what the future holds. At this moment, what do you think the future holds when it comes to the 2018 races and whether or not the House gets flipped to the Democrats?
I think it's going to be really, really close. And just as a historical sort of data point, when Democrats took the House from Republicans in 2006, they won 30 seats. The generic congressional vote at that point was 9 points. Right now, it's 7.6 in our Real Clear Politics average, and they only need 24 seats. It's been as high in December, just a couple months ago, it was as high as 12 or 13 points. So it's come down quite a ways. Most people think that's because of the economy and how things have been going since the tax cuts passed. But Democrats still hold the advantage in the generic ballot, and that just sort of gives a sense of the mood of the country. That's the question. If the election was held today, would you vote for a Democrat or a Republican for Congress? Now, obviously, each district is different. Candidates matter. And so we'll have to see. This, by and large, is going to be fought in the suburbs around the country. That has been a tough place. That's one of the interesting things about 2016 is you have, you know, Republicans do poorly in the suburbs. Democrats do much better than they usually do.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I think it's going to be very, very close. I mean, if the election were held today, I think it's to be 50-50 whether Democrats could to take back the House.
Just 10 seconds here, Tom. If Democrats do take back the House, does Nancy Pelosi become Speaker of the House again?
That is a great question. I don't know. I mean, I think Nancy Pelosi, certainly if they don't win back the House, I think she's done.
Yep.
If they do, she wants to be Speaker again, but she would certainly face a challenge for sure.
She's a net drag on the party, it seems like, right now. Tom Bevin, really appreciate you helping us out this morning, giving us some clarity here.
Thanks, Tom.
You bet. Thank you.
7:44 here on WMAL.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.